Now, we are, if nothing else, here at Blueprint for Living, somewhat obsessed by the object. Therefore, we decided this year to introduce a new segment to the program. We're going to call it Object of Desire. We're going to ask various people to tell us about that special thing in their lives. What is it? What does it mean to them? And I thought, well, as a gesture, I should begin with my own. That thing for me, that object of desire, well, the desire is fulfilled. It is in my possession. And it is a 1913 Gillette double-bladed travelling razor. That's an amazing thing. And it's still intact. It's a little razor. It's a travelling razor, so it has a short shaft. It takes the double-edged blade. A safety razor, not one of those single stroppy things. It's quite dangerous. It comes in a little carrying case, a silver metal case with a purple plush interior, which nestles the razor and another metal container for blades. So it's a rather lovely thing. But it's not just an old object. This is the razor which is in my possession. This is the razor that my grandfather bought and then took with him in the First World War to first Gallipoli and then the Western Front in France. So this is a razor that has seen life. This is a razor which has been into the world in the most extraordinary of circumstances, and I felt rather special to still use that in my daily shaving routine. A razor that has been to war and back, a razor that is now in the hands of the third generation of chaps in my family to have... Well, I'm not sure that my father used it to shave with. I do not think so. But I do. A little secret, though. It is a razor, a travelling razor made in 1913, and it's not very good. It's a razor that needs to be used with extreme care and caution. And I've persisted with it for many years. But one false move with this razor draws blood. That's the awful truth about it. There is too much protruding blade for those with an eye or some knowledge of these things. So it was that in recent times I bought a new one. Still a double-edged safety razor because I rather like all that process and the shave that you get with that piece of machinery. But I can now report that between 1913 and 2024, certain advances have been made in the technology of shaving equipment. And those advances have led us to a more trouble-free and, yes, thankfully, bloodless experience in the removing of stubble. So there you are, my object of desire, a treasured thing and one that I still hold and will give to my son as a fourth generation of the family to possess this thing, and I'm sure he'll shave with it. A 1913 Gillette double-bladed safety travel razor.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.